Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Sunday, February 28, 2016. I am your host and your spiritual life and wellness coach. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/ Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, .love, L-O-V-E, 8. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your journey to higher consciousness and promote your life's purpose and business in the healing arts, or if you would like to share your wellness products and services, I would love to speak with you. My email is lotus, L-O-T-U-S, life, L-I-F-E, 8, at yahoo.com. The topic of today's show is the art of self-love. And our guest is Rasandra Kennebrew. One of the quotes that Rasandra and I both like is, "What the world needs now is love, sweet love." And this is by Hal Davis. And that's a very interesting quote because with everything that's going on in the world, people looking for love outside of themselves, we just really need to learn to have more self-love for ourselves. So a little bit about Rasandra. Rasandra's mission on Earth is to empower healing artists, to empower people to have more self-love and to really just tune into who they are. And in order to purify ourselves, we need to really tune into the divine light that is within us. And when Rasandra was young, she wanted to know why people she loved died of chronic diseases. Curiosity led her to the Bible, which inspired her to study the life sciences. She became adept in a variety of holistic healing modalities, including myomassology, reflexology, aromatherapy, guided meditation, music therapy, and energy healing. Rasandra became a healer. Today, she continues to learn about optimal health and how the mind, body, and spirit work together in harmony, and how it impacts the human experience. She is an ambassador for the International Nutrition School and for the manufacturer of the highest-rated nutritional supplements in the world. She is an international holistic health coach, author, and speaker passionate about supporting healing artists who want to live more healthy, balanced, and fulfilled lives. Rasandra is love. Rasandra, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful, Katina. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to sit down and talk with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the subject today is the art of self-love. Just really speaking from experience, how did you turn into self-love and learning to love yourself more?
Well, you know, that's a pretty loaded question because you would think that a person just automatically just loves themselves, period, just because they're here, you know. But the reality is that I did not have a great deal of self-love until really, I got into my 40s, and that's just being truthful about it. You know, in my world, you know, I was born in Detroit, in east side of Detroit, in the projects, you know, and living in poverty does not really promote a lot of self-love because when you're in that type of situation, generally poverty breeds a lot of other things that are negative, like, you know, people, you know, watching my mother being gang raped, you know, by 5 men, you know, lots of drug activity, lots of really terrible things that happen. And when those things happen around you, you definitely don't feel that your value is equal to anyone more than, you know, in that type of situation. Other people like you, you kind of compare yourself to people like you or in, you know, having those same or similar experiences. But the wonderful part is that, you know, my dad worked for Ford Motor Company as an engineer, so I did have the opportunity to go to other family's homes on occasion. And by the way, my dad didn't live with me. I, you know, only went to see him every other weekend. So those were those activities that gave me another side, another view of the other side, you know. So I got a chance to see people who had lakes and ponds with paddle boats and big homes with plush lawns and that kind of stuff. And, you know, so I did see another thing, but even that made me feel that I was less than they were, or I wasn't adequate, you know, those type of things. And in my life growing up, you know, that became a part of my story at that time. It's, I got to work extra hard so that I can be more or do more and those type of things, not accepting that I was already perfect, whole, and complete. And so I became to understand that concept as I grew older and after I hit rock bottom and ended up in a homeless shelter. And then it was like a wonderful epiphany when, you know, Spirit of Love just spoke to me one day and told me, I am the essence of the divine, most perfect of all creation, with power to produce at will seeds that multiply like ripples in an ocean, the personification of I am beautiful, radiant, absolute, and undeniable. I am love. That was the message that came to me. And so I was like, wow. And so after that message, I began to try to step into the message, because I didn't really fully understand what all of that meant, because they were words only at the time. It was like a poem. You know, I wrote it down as a poem. But I began to really step into that as a reality as I grew spiritually, as I began to know myself on a deeper level, you know, as I began to understand that I am a spiritual being, you know, having a human experience. So those are the things that really shifted my mindset, my consciousness, and helped me to really get clarity that I am not my experiences from my past. I am not the bad things that went on around me when I was growing up. I am love, because I am divine, you know. So that's where it came from.
Absolutely. Wow, that's amazing. That's an amazing story. You know what? I can relate to, you know, the age that you tapped into that self-love, because it's similar for me as well. Growing up, like you were saying, you know, you watch things that happen to your mother. I mean, I watch things, you know, that happened to my mother as well. And then our parents, you know, if they weren't given the love when they were growing up, how do they know to give it to their children? You know, so it's like a generational type of thing. So what happens is they only can do what they can teach us. I mean, what they've been taught themselves and what they experience. So one good thing for me is... Right, and then, you know, sometimes, you know, your parents, my mom had low self-esteem, so, of course, you know, she passed that on to, you know, her children. But, you know, as time went on, like you were saying, you had experiences with other families and other people and saw how they lived. And, you know, and for me, growing up in the church, that's one thing that we did was went to church every single Sunday. So there's a lot of love in our church. So we, I did experience that, too. And then, you know, growing up and the health challenges that I had, I got a lot of attention that way too. So I was able to get, you know, love in that way. And that was that's a beautiful thing. But I really, until you really know who you are, how can you, you know, fully love yourself? You know, so like for me, in my 30s, I moved from Michigan and I lived out in California just to really do some soul searching and to really find myself. And I wanted to just experience life in another way and just kind of see what else was out there. And so I was on a soul search for a few years living in California. And I got to see, you know, how other people live, you know, the type of lifestyle. I always wanted to be healthy. And, you know, so I started awakening to, you know, being healthy and taking care of myself and just really going within and, you know, and just learning about meditation and learning about thinking positive and those type of things really raised my self-esteem and my confidence in myself. So I can totally relate to you. So it wasn't until, like, my 30s until I really start to get to know who I was. And then, you know, now that I'm in my 40s, I really self-love and really I'm really centered in it. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's why I promote it now. And it kind of like snuck on me to really just really step into that space and step into that calling to mm-hmm. radiate love to other people now that I found it for myself. And to really promote that because it's something that's needed right now. It's absolutely something that's needed.
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. So what tips can we give people, both men and women, boys and girls, everybody is looking for love in some type of way, shape, or form. So if somebody, you know, has been through a lot, like, you know, both you and I have been through a lot of things, you know, seeing as they're growing up, and sometimes people carry things from childhood to adulthood, what can we do as adults to, what are some things that we can, you know, some simple steps that we can take to develop that self-love for ourselves?
Well, I've kind of broke it down into, you know, three key components when, you know, you think about, you know, embracing more self-love. I break it down into three things, and that is, you know, first, you have to know yourself. So you can't love what you don't know, you know.
Right.
You can love on a certain level what you don't know, but that's not agape love. You can't love unconditionally what you don't know. So knowing mm-hmm. sometimes takes you out of your comfort zone because the reality is, you know, there's so many illusions around us that make us
right.
think that we are certain things, you know, television, radio, magazines, you know, they put these images before us that makes us think or even, you know, believe that this is who we need to be. Or, you know, so many people are trying to be that instead of
mm-hmm.
being who they really and truly are. So you have to know who you are. And for me, you know, knowing my history was a part of that knowing where I came from as a Black woman was very
mm-hmm.
big, you know, with knowing who I am, you know, knowing that, you know, even though my grandmother was, you know, a part of the, her grandmother was a slave, but knowing that before slavery, you know, my people, our people, the people of the descendants of every person of color, you know, were kings and queens and those type of things. That knowing
mm-hmm.
is very critical. So
mm-hmm.
then it comes to honoring and respecting what you know. And so in that honoring, there's an activity that takes place when, you know, when you're honoring something, you take the time to, you know, do special activities like, you know, say, for instance, when you honor your mother, you might buy gifts and stuff on Mother's Day, or you might do special things and stuff for your mother to show her that you honor. You don't talk back when your mom is talking to you because you honor her as an elder, and so you wait until the appropriate time. So these are things that you can do in the process of honoring yourself and respecting yourself. You don't allow things that are going to taint or, you know, make you, you know, defiled. You don't allow
right.
things around you because you honor yourself. But then there is also the activity of self-care. And the self-care
mm-hmm.
is huge because it's actually that manifestation of the self-love. That's what you can see with your eyes. That's what you can
mm-hmm.
feel with your hands. You know, you can feel with all of your senses. Is those activities of self-care, which may include something as simple as, you know, taking a hot bath with, you know, aromatherapy and your candles and oils and stuff like that, because now it's becoming somewhat of a ritual to bathe yourself, you know, in things that are going to be healing for you, and then being renewed from that submersion, you know, into water, which is very much purifying. And so once you get into those three things and you just dig in and see how much can I honor myself? How much can I act on these self-care activities? And how much can I really know about who I am at my core? And, of course, knowing your history is one thing, but then knowing yourself as a spiritual being infinite, you know, being in a place where all knowing and all of those things that you know, some people just think of it as a God thing, but we are made in the essence and image of God. So, in fact, we are gods as well. So when you really get into that, then you can really, really be a part of that loving, the art of loving yourself. And the reality is once you get that part down, then really everything else turns into just a passive exchange of loving energy between other beings, because the reality is we are all one. So you realize that, or you recognize the unity, because once you love yourself, you recognize the unity that everybody, we are all made of that same good stuff, you know, that same great energy that the universe, you know. I mean, so, hey, it's like, okay, I'm loving me, I'm loving you, you loving me, we loving each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what happens as a result of it. And it's not some woo-woo crazy thing. This is really a law.
It really is. Love is, you know, love is universal, and it's not a race thing. It's not a black or white or Asian or whatever thing.
Exactly.
I mean, love is something that is in all of us to our core. The God self of us is love. God is love.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only energy God is. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's people all around the world who are seeking love. It's not an American thing. It's not an African thing. It's not a European thing. It's it's everywhere. I mean, everybody is looking for that love. And what they're really searching for is the God that's in them, the love of God that's in them. It's just a matter of tuning into that frequency.
You are so right.
And
it is that, a frequency.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, I deal with a lot of women. And like I was saying, it's not just a woman thing. I mean, men need love too. You know, they're on that soul search. And I always say, think of one thing about yourself that you absolutely adore. You know, maybe it's your hair, maybe it's your eyelashes, maybe it's your lips, maybe it's your smile. Maybe people tell you that you have a beautiful smile, but I always say, think of some aspect of yourself that you love and adore, and that is a gateway to, you know, start exploring other things about yourself that you can tap into that full divine self-love that's within you. I know for myself, I've always known that I had pretty feet. Even before, you know, I tapped into this self-love fully, I just looked, you know, I was like, I always have beautiful feet. I like to wear sandals. I like to wear my feet out. I just, you know, started loving on myself that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the littlest, the smallest of things, there's things that we can just really pay attention to, you know, if you think about it, everybody has at least one thing about themselves that they like. It's got to be something. And you just start there, you know, start in that space. Absolutely.
Right. But, yeah, you know, when we think about the barriers that keep people from loving themselves, that's why, you know, I brought up the whole knowing yourself and knowing where you came from. And, you know, it's not to differentiate or separate, you know, races or creeds or anything like that. But what it is to do is to help people to look beyond the illusions, because, you know, the illusions are so strong. I mean, they're in every aspect of our lives. And so we have to break past those illusions and those barriers to loving and knowing ourselves and stuff, because they're everywhere. And so
right.
it's like, you know, the quiet time, the meditation, you mentioned you began to look and learn more about meditation when you were making that transition into really loving yourself more. And that's a fact. The meditation and quiet time is what
mm-hmm.
connects you to that energy. You know, we
Definitely.
Say that love is a frequency. It truly is that. And that frequency is going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week inside of us. And
mm-hmm.
it actually exudes outside of us when you come in contact with another person. You know, they can
right.
see it dripping off of you when you have it.
Absolutely.
And when you know it's there.
Oh, yeah.
You're aware, they can see it. But they can
Absolutely.
Also see it when it's not there.
Yes.
If you're
yes.
feeling low about yourself and you don't respect and love yourself, they can see that too. And so there are, I would probably call them vampires of sorts.
Uh-huh,
you know,
right?
When they see that you are lacking in that area, then they feel like, hey, you're easy prey. You know, I can now take from you. Now I can sink my teeth in you, and I can take whatever I want to from you because you don't even know what you have. You know, you're not even knowledgeable of who you are, so I can take from you. And so that's what you're going up against, you know. So that's the key, is recognizing either you're going to accept who you are and embrace it and act on it, or you're going to allow yourself to be prey or, you know, fall prey to those vampires that are trying to take from you and take your energy and basically kill you.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, when people do have those experiences, it teaches
mm-hmm.
them, okay, what
mm-hmm.
can I learn from this, and how can I do something different? When you start
mm-hmm.
to ask those questions, then you will be presented with situations or, you know, annoying a pathway, so to speak, to lead you out of it, to, you know, to explore. Because
mm-hmm.
once you ask that question, things will come and people will come into your life who will be there to assist you and lead you, guide you to
definitely.
Find that meaning, to find that self-love. So,
yes.
you know, like you're saying, it is an energy, and the best way to turn into that, to that self-love, is through prayer, through meditation, deep breathing, and, you know, to really just do it that way. And writing
mm-hmm.
out this month of February, you know, we just had Valentine's Day a few weeks ago, and I'm a single woman. And what I say is to single people is to really just tap into yourself and get to know who you are and just really love on yourself, because the more you love on yourself, the more your mate is going to love on you. And
mm-hmm.
we can only attract what we are. So if we don't love
yes.
ourselves, if we're critical about ourselves, we're going to attract a mate who's going to reflect. So a lot of people are wondering why they attract, you know, abusive relationships and what have you, if people don't treat them well. It's because of how they treat themselves. And I mean, really, people just really need to awaken to that, and just really know that it's okay. It's okay to be single.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been single for a little while. I do desire a mate. However, I'm comfortable. I'm very comfortable with being single. I'm very comfortable with loving on myself. And on Valentine's Day, I just treated myself to a pedicure. And, you know, watched
yeah.
some movies on YouTube by myself, and I had a good time. I had a good time loving on me.
Yes,
I mean, really,
yes.
when you tap into spirit and tap into that knowing and who you are, I mean, it really feels good. It feels so good. And you feel okay.
Yes.
You feel okay with being by yourself. And I know you, Brisandra, you did a lot of work on yourself before
yes.
you attracted
oh
your ideal
God.
Mate. Did you want to share a little
yes,
bit about that?
I did. Yes. I mean, I've actually been married and divorced 3 times. So I tell
mm-hmm.
the joke every time I get the opportunity is that I don't have a problem with men wanting to marry me. Everybody
mm-hmm.
I meet and date wants to marry me. So that's not the big deal, because people can see the qualities I was trained by my grandmother to be a great wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have all of the skill set for that. So people, men can see that. But
yes.
On the flip side is if you're not healed, you know, if you
right.
haven't been healed from the traumas of your past and stuff, then you are not going to be perfect, whole, and complete in yourself. So you're going to draw or attract to yourself a mate who is not perfect, whole, and complete in themselves. Just like you said, it's the law of attraction. And so
right.
you do have to do that work on yourself. You have to get comfortable with being alone. You have to have confidence in knowing that just because you're chilling by yourself at a restaurant
mm-hmm.
or any that you go out and hang out and stuff, all that is an opportunity for you to meet other people. It's not a bad thing for you to be
right.
doing this and experiencing these things alone. That's not bad. But again,
right.
those are the images that are put before us sometimes. It makes us feel like you're not worthy of this and that because you're not like this, or you don't wear your hair like that, or you're not this size, or all these different things that, you know, are put out there. And I'm like, well, I am none of those things. I am Versandra. And what
right.
I am is a jewel.
Absolutely.
Beautiful
Absolutely.
And precious, you know. And so whoever comes into my life and in my space has to recognize that, and they have to be
mm-hmm.
ready to treat me accordingly.
Absolutely. I'm totally
so, yeah.
with and there with you on that, honey. 100%, totally. Because I love me, and I treat
yeah.
myself a certain way. So whoever I come in contact with, I expect the same thing. I don't.
Yeah.
There's no tolerance
yeah.
with mistreatment at all, definitely.
Yeah.
So we have an event coming up in Chicago. Did you want to share a little bit about
Yes, yes. The Black Women's Expo, it is coming up in April, and this is the 8th through the 10th, I believe, are the dates.
Mm-hmm.
And so it happens at McCormick Place, which is a wonderful venue right down on the lake in Chicago, and it's beautiful. Lots of conferences, conventions, and that type of thing occur there. And so this is one of those big events. The Black Women's Expo generally has 10 to 15,000 people, women from all over the world that comes to this event. And this is my fourth year presenting there in the format of a panel discussion about various issues that Black women face. And so I'm really excited that you have agreed to join me this year and be a
yes.
part of this presentation where we'll talk about the ABCs of self-care. And there's some simple things, but they're easy to incorporate into your daily life and make it a part of a lifestyle rather than a once-in-a-while activity. And so we're
right.
going to get together. We're going to empower
yes.
and encourage and inspire women from all over the country. We invite all of your listeners, you know, to
Absolutely.
Come on down, get that hotel, get your, you know, you can get the mega bus and stuff and travel very reasonably and just come on
mm-hmm.
down and be a part of this loving experience. And I'm just happy because this is my birthday weekend, too.
Wow.
So I'm actually turning 52 years old
wow.
on April 7th.
You do not look it at all. I never would have guessed. Never would have guessed.
Thank you. And I'm so proud. Most women don't want to share their age. I'm just so proud because I keep hearing
yes.
people say, oh, you only look about 35. And so I like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's because you take care of yourself and you love on yourself.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah,
hope that all of your listeners will come on down and be a
yeah.
part of this experience. Because, you know, you can't grow up unless you show up.
There you go. We've got to show up and face who we are and to live out our
yes.
dreams and to be who the divine intended us to be. Absolutely. And, yeah, I'm really
yes.
looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to that. Did you want to share some information quickly about your book and how it can be purchased about self-care?
Oh, yes. I Love Me, The Ultimate Self-Care Guide for Healing Artists. And we all are healing artists in our own right
mm-hmm.
because we all work toward the healing and well-being of ourselves and our family members. on some level, if it's nothing else but smiling when the person is down, that's a part of the healing process, and it is an art. So I Love Me is available on Amazon.com. So we definitely would love for you to go to Amazon.com and just put in the search bar I Love Me book. And mm-hmm. check it out. It's available on ebook. It's available on the soft cover. And it's really a wonderful reminder, because we all know innately the things that we are supposed to do to care for ourselves. But sometimes, you know, we have to be reminded to step outside of, you know, the traumas and the things that are going on in our day-to-day lives to focus mm-hmm. on the self-care. And it talks about everything from meditation to healthy eating to, you know, creating your own rituals of self-care. And it's been very well received, you know, during our tour last year. So I'm sure that your listeners will enjoy reading this guide as well.
Absolutely. Great, great, great. And your services, do you want to share your services real quick?
Yes. Well, my business is VKI Personal Development. So personal development is at the core of everything that we're doing, just recognizing that, you know, personal development is just what it says, and that we all need it throughout our lives. No matter where you are, there's levels of development that can take you to another level. So in that, it encompasses all of my healing art activities and services, including massage therapy, energy healing, as you mentioned in my bio, reflexology. It also includes my, you know, grocery shopping tour, my pantry makeovers, you know, social media classes and workshops, all of those things that help you and empower you to be your best self and express yourself fully. And so that's what we're all about. And I'm located at 3707 Main Street in College Park, Georgia. So I'm just one MARTA stop from the airport. So wherever you are in the world, you can show up at the Atlanta Hartsfield International Airport. And you don't even have to get on any cab or anything. You can get in the MARTA right there in the airport. Come one stop, and you'll be right outside of my office. And I do offer coaching online and via telephone as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for being a guest today with Sandra on The Awakening with Katina Love. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Thank you, and namaste.
Namaste.